Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
We just made too many mistakes. We needed to be up at half time, and going in all square just wasn't good enough. Playing into that wind with those conditions, we still had opportunities in the second half, but unfortunately our scrum let us down. 1-8, we let everyone else down, you know. We had opportunities 5 yards out in the second half, and we didn't capitalise on them.
Scrum seemed to be kind of a frustrating night. There was a lot of early engagements and free kicks. Was that just frustrating for you on the pitch, especially in the conditions?
Yeah, it was very frustrating, and probably the most disappointing part of it is that we didn't rectify it during the game. We didn't fix it. We spoke about it, and we must have gone early. I don't know, off the top of my head, 4 or 5 times during the game, maybe. So that's just not good enough. And it's something we'd spoke about during the week as well, so it wasn't as if it'd come out of the blue. The Scarlet Scrum has come on leaps and bounds this year, and they taught us a lesson today in scrummaging.
He nearly had a try just before the break. I went to the TMO and then not given. Do you think that could have been a turning point if you'd gone in at halftime with that try in the bag?
Yeah, that and a few other opportunities in the first half. We knew the conditions would deteriorate, not that much as they did, but we did need to score in the first half. We did need to be at least 7 up. That was unfortunate, but we had plenty of other opportunities in the first half. And again, 2 or 3 opportunities, 5 yards out in the second half, which we didn't capitalise on.
Obviously disappointed with the defeat, but to get the bonus point at the end with JJ getting the kick, that, you know, something of a silver lining there.
Yeah, it's not a nice position to be in when you're going for the post when you're 10 points down, the last kick of the game, but that point is what we were looking for, but JJ showed good composure to slot it, and you know, it could be important come the end of the season.
Did the Scarlets pack take you by surprise in a way, no, the way they've come on?
Absolutely not. We had looked at their scrum, we had looked at their maul. I think we dealt with their maul quite well. I thought we actually played as a pack. We played quite well around the pitch. We made good yards in close. I thought we did well in other facets of play, but it was just simply our scrum. Without looking back at anything, I think we didn't do well in that passage.
On a night like tonight, it's almost not necessarily the better team wins, but is it true to say the team that deals with the conditions better?
Yes, you have to have your basics spot on. And when you do have the wind, like we did in the first half, you have to use it. All square in the second half, kicking off, you have to take anything you get, and we didn't. The conditions did dictate a lot, but to us it wasn't the winning or losing of the game. We threw it away ourselves, I think.
And just a word about Niall. I mean, really bad luck for him. I mean, yeah, so hard to get back.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Hopefully he's all right. It could have just been a stinger. I've no idea. So,
just from the point of view, just half an hour,
yeah,
into a combat,
absolutely, yeah. It's gut wrenching. Injuries are every player's worst nightmare. So, hopefully he'll be grand and he'll be back again with us next week.
Yeah, it was an opportunity also, though, to introduce CJ Sand. I mean, what's your view of him? How he's settled into the squad?
Yeah, he's a great fella. He's so enthusiastic. He's a great ball carrier. It's tough for anybody to play in these conditions, let alone a South African who's come from nice warm weather. Like, Christ, it's hard for us, let alone him. So, you know, fair play to him today. He stood up. A few great carries, so I think to be, very bright future ahead for him. Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.